some tunes for you about a place called Greendale and a family that's living there called the Green family. Earl Green and Edith Green and their daughter, Sun Green. Earl was a Vietnam vet, and when he came back to the States in the late 60s, he couldn't get up enough nerve to leave the house, so he just stayed inside for a couple of weeks until he did. And then he went out, finally went to a bar he used to go to and try to blend in and see if he could fit in. And that's where he met Edith. And he fell in love with her that night.
Living on the double.
just outside of town, there's a little sign that says, "Leaving Greendale." The sign was put up by the Chamber of Commerce and some other local groups that paid for it. We had a lot of meetings about the sign and tried to decide what the sign should look like, and it took a long time in Greendale to figure it out. They decided on an 8-foot wide sign that's 3 feet high, and it was green. Now you can't see the sign anymore, unfortunately, because of a giant billboard put up by a huge media conglomerate. Some people like the sign. Some people don't like it. Kind of like the way things are, you know? But Officer Carmichael likes the sign because he's found a good place to park his cruiser. And people are always in a hurry to leave Greendale. So he's got a lot of speeders he's been able to pick up there. Making his quota every week regularly now.
It was one of ours.
Again, went to jail for shooting Officer Carmichael. Everybody in town wanted to kill Jed, because Officer Carmichael was a very popular policeman. He was a good cop. People knew this about him because when he went on his cruise, he would always go by the school at recess and lunchtime and in the morning, and then when the kids got out, he was always driving by just making sure everything was all right, keeping an eye on. So some bad things had happened in Greendale or in other towns near Greendale, and Carmichael was real sure that wasn't going to happen in Greendale. So he kept his eye out, like I said. He also used to work for nothing and contribute when there were local events, raising money for different charities by parking cars and directing traffic. His wife was devastated by what happened. And she had her friends over, and they went through the house, and they started taking down all the pictures of Carmichael with his uniform on and his gun. And she didn't want to see any more pictures of Carmichael with a gun, or any more pictures of him with his brothers. And he wanted to take down his duck hunting pictures. And the girls were going through Carmichael's closet, seeing what was there. The widow didn't want anything to do with the memories of him being a policeman. But Carmichael had some secrets of his own.
Thank you. left our luggage back in the room and almost missed the bus. That was a great vacation. Maybe the best of all.
Tried to get a real job, that didn't work because he got fired every time for reacting to things that no one else could see. He was constantly jumping down behind the counter in the store he worked in because he imagined someone was coming after him. And then he would just start crying for no reason other times. So he was not acceptable as a counter person or whatever. But art was good to him. And his daughter used to come and check him out. And every day after school, she'd come by his little studio he put up in the barn with some pieces of plywood he hung from the ceiling and put his art on him, and he had his easel. And she'd come by and she'd check him out. She thought he was a genius. She said, my dad's like Picasso or something. He is a great painter. And every day she'd stand in front of one of the paintings. And she noticed this. Looked at the painting and she started hearing voices. She started hearing lovers talking to each other, talking about how nice it was and the wind blowing and the leaves from the palm trees and kind of moving and how beautiful everything was. You could hear the ocean. And then they hear these, suddenly these bare feet running through mud, people whispering. She thought her daddy was a genius because obviously no one else had paintings that topped. But Earl could never sell his paintings. They weren't very fashionable. They were kind of like 60s hippie art. People were more interested in other kinds of things. So Earl could never make enough money to support the family. He had to live off Grandpa. Grandpa had a little money. And so this song here is for Earl Green. Thank you.
What do you like, biscuits or something? You whistle, you whistle again.
Thank you.
a woman named Carol. Susan Carol from Early Magazine. I got some questions to ask. We can stick them where the sun don't shine. Grandpa said it was a gas. And he fell face first. We'll be right back. to a woman with a microphone. She was sexy.
See how long it comes.
Thank you. spot and it made the headline news. Then the charges all got dropped and the story became confused. It's still like to meet you, you butterfly. See what remedy brings. Being modest in the planet war. Living on the run. Mother Earth has many enemies. There's much work to be done. Thank you.
Neil Young, Crazy Horse, the Z-Man, and the Prep Hand Clan rocking the Fabulous Fox in Detroit. Woo!